Good morning, Frederick.
Good morning, Rino.
How was your CD day?
It was a good day. I had a beautiful dream in the night. I'm not talking about that now. But the whole day went very smoothly. I made it in the last minute. They had closed Cherubino's room at 11 and I sneaked in. Nice meals. Very nice. Very nice.
So tell me, you wanted to talk to me a little bit about Kirit this morning.
Yeah, now I hesitate, but let me go on with it. It's almost 2 months since Kirit was cremated. He was very gentle to me. I was wondering how it would be when this would happen, and about 2 weeks before he finally left his body, when I entered in the nursing home, his room, I suddenly knew that he was going to go. And he knew that I knew. And from that moment on, we didn't speak anymore. I would sit next to his bed and he would hold my hand, and at times he would press and have pressure in the hand, and I would touch his arm and caress his arm. Very soft, very smooth, very innocent. And I could feel that something which was gathered and concentrated in him, and something which correspondingly also was very formed strongly in me, was slowly being gently dissolved. So when he actually finally left his body, there was no, you might say, agony. I don't think he went through an agony, and I felt very freed and light and somewhere even grateful and joyful. And maybe if I just describe what my impression was when he actually was laid out on the pyre in the burning ghat in Lasbet with his immaculate white raiment suit, and we were all standing around, and strangely enough, what brought a chuckle and almost a shock into me was when Manoj, the managing trustee of the ashram, poured the ghee on his raiment suit, and I said, no, he wouldn't like that at all. But it was such a formal gesture, and when then the mud cakes, the cow dung cakes were placed over, you have the last darshan, and then the flames came up, suddenly I had a sense that whatever is crystallized, concentrated, personified on one particular person like Kirit, for which he was the carrier but also the shelter and also the messenger, suddenly is liberated and put back into the spirit, into the atmosphere. And there are definitely for me, and that's a very personal experience, a couple of, you might say, basic pillars of Auroville's being which he represented, which are embedded in the charter and they should be with us anyhow. But he seemed to be the personal messenger of it. And because it became such a personal thing, it also entered then this realm of individuality, of acceptance or rejection, because at one point, after he had stopped being chairman, he mentioned something like, since Auroville rejected me, and I felt, no, Kirit. And then he enumerated these points like no exchange of money, no personal possession, the governance, the psychic governance of the community, and the entry because the soul wants to be in Auroville. And I didn't know whether I told him, but my reaction was, but we all are aiming at that. And the fact that we have not yet reached is not a rejection of the ideas or a rejection of you. Mm. But I could see that these pillars of Auroville, which he became to personify, were suddenly, by his going up in flames, again brought into the free atmosphere of Auroville.
In a sense.
And become again directly, intuitively, psychically, fully available. And I felt it was like a point where a renaissance to return to these basic concepts could start again. So it is both a loss of a good friend and a mentor, but also of a liberation from personalized, you might almost say, possession of these ideas. No?
So it's like they're open, these truths are actually reopened to interpreting in any possible way.
Mm. I was just yesterday, you asked me about the CD day, and that was part of my dream. And let me tell you, because it does correspond, at one point, I don't know exactly where, in the conversation with the mother, she's being asked whether one should be a follower of Sri Aurobindo, or whether one should have pictures, or one should be part of that Aurobindonian faith. And you said, no. And now let me quote freely, because I don't have verbatim quotation, but the content is, wherever you do things in a novel way, in a new way, that is Sri Aurobindo. So I feel I don't want to free Auroville of Sri Aurobindo. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that new consciousness, where things in a new city, in a new town, are being done in a new way, that is his city then. So we are freeing it from that identification with just one, but making it again available directly in the intuitive consciousness, in the Siddhi day, in the Krishna's consciousness.
I think it's a very apt and needed message, and it's very nice that you feel like that and so hopeful, because I've only been noticing sort of a confusion and a loss in the collective and a sort of individual drawing back, and so that you bring this forward again, I really hope that it's shared and that it is spelling the beginning of a renewed collective life, and like you say, perhaps it comes in completely different form than what we expect.
I think every time, as you think, to put it back in the yajna, into the fire for Krishna, every time something gets crystallized, other time it becomes a rule, every time it becomes fixed, every time it, you say, but we have done it always like this, that is a moment where you put it in your hands and put it into the fire to be consumed and again renewed. And Auroville needs to put a lot of things into the fire.
I couldn't agree more.
But there's an overwhelming sense of gratitude also. I mean, that's what my feeling was, strangely enough, on that moment of so-called losing Kirit. It was a great sense of gratitude and joy, freedom. It was like a liberation. And that's what I feel is the true way of parting, no?
My experience also the last 2-3 weeks with him was this sort of conscious withdrawal, you know, which was really, it was something to behold and something to learn, to see somebody pulling within and going and always being loving and soft on the outside, but definitely the focus of his energy was consciously going back within, and that was I felt very grateful to have witnessed being with him in those, in all these moments, this whole since May, in fact. It was really I was grateful for every moment I spent with him. And
okay, thank you.
Thank you, Frederick.